Rishus Avi Mari. We're holding a Simon Reish Ches by Sivov. The Gemara Daf Lamed Ches brings down a case of Shishisa. Shishisa is a case that's made from roasted kernels and made to flour over here. The Rashi Daf Lamed Ches does not bring down what exactly is it turned into, but Rashi in Shabbos Daf Kofrun Hei says you add to it mayim and shemen and melech, you put water inside, oil and salt. And Rashi in Ervin says you put inside of it dvash. So it sounds like two different ways to make these things over here. David the Sugya says, Machlokes, Rav and Shmuel, what the bracha is. Rav says, Sha'akol niyeh bedvaroi. Shmuel says, Bari minim is zaynis. Kamal Rav Chizan says, Loi pligi. They do not argue. Depends if it's rako or depends if it's ovo. If it's ovo, the case is made for lachilo. It could be that's the case when it's this flour with kvash over here. Masha enkein, when it's the case of rako, which could be the case of when it's maim and melech and shemen inside, that's the case of refuah. The Gemara says, even though you want it for refuah, since you're mechavin lachilo, you have a knot of it, therefore you make a bracha on top of it. So it comes out a case of kemach, this flour that you roast over here, that even though it's flour and wheat, it should be mezainous, we have a case over here of shakel. That means to get to flour, we have three times already that shakel. We have a case of kemach itself as shakel. We have a case of sa'arim that's shleimim as shakel. We have a case over here that's kemach that's very thin, it's rako. A case of lishtiho is a case of shakel. Now the words of Mechaber, when he defines the getter, he says two opposites. He has a case of ovo, which la'oisa, which coming to go chew it over here. The case of bari minim zaynis. He has a case of rako, l'shtiyo, a case of shakel. The Achronim is, among Avraham, is moving down, l'chura, there are two extremes over here. The numerous times you can have something in between, you're not drinking, but you're not chewing. There are cases that you put it around your palate, around your mouth. What is a case over here when it's in between? Says the Mishavua, it's Lav Dafka, basically for the Magar Avram. They said over here is, as long as it's not a shtiyo, even though you're not chewing it, it's something you put around your mouth, you play with your tongue, you put it around your palate, as you get in of a chshivas of achil over here. Mash enki is something you're drinking, something that you dilute that well, that has no chshivas inside the sugya of mozoin, it's only a drink, that's when shakel. And the Goyim points out, Pashas retraces that way, on Daflam and Ches. That's the said over here, the getter is a shtiyo. Not the getter is la'isa to chew. Anything that's not l'shtiyo, that's the getter mezainis. Anything that's l'shtiyo to drink that goes straight down, that's the case of shakel over here. Now, the case to have practically they discuss is usually are these hot cereals. A case of farina. That means you ever been to Shiva Smear for breakfast. Sometimes they have something called farina, retina, things like that. Don't have it anymore? Fine. In the Haim, they used to have that way in Eisenbach and Berkshire the and Rabinitsky says he was that way also. So they point out, and then it used to be very liquidy when it was very hot. When it starts cooling down, it starts being thicker over here. So Berkshire says in his days, when it was very hot, it was a bracha of shahakel, even though it was kemach inside, it was oatmeal inside. Meister, when it was cooled down, it was a case of thick, it was mezainis. And the argument is, when was it switched over? Where can you pinpoint that went from being a liquid to solid? I mean, you have the same thing. That comes something that you put around your mouth would be mezainis. When it's a liquid thing, it's shakel. When to switch over, kedarkoi, you can never really pinpoint exactly where it is. The picture books don't exactly give you clear pictures where exactly that yisoid is. But there are breakfast cereals that, if you want this example, the kids, you give them maternal, they, especially in the younger age, they're drinking it. You can get involved when they're 2 years old, how thick it is. But usually even then, so usually some that you drink. Well, again, farina retina really depends. At home, usually it's very thick. But in places that are not at home, the farina can be very liquidy when it's hot. Now, we get a shackle over here. Now, they did ask, Shlomo Zalman, let's say it's a case that's liquidy, but use a spoon. So the Vadi said over here is not if you use a spoon or use a cup. Whether you drink or not. The question is, how does it go inside your mouth? You can use a spoon and still be a case that you're drinking. Use a cup and be something still that goes around your mouth. The site is, what is the tzur of the achil over here? Are you eating it, meaning anything that's above shti is eating, or not? Now we see a site over here, that a case of kemach, that usually is mezainis, but here when it's liquid, is a case of shakel. The Be'etzim again, the Mishmur from Taisus over here, that looks at smilo being a side, a case of shakel, Taisus said like beer. Beer is a case that comes from wheat. We drink in a case of shakel. Now, there have been people who ask me, we have drinks right now that are for sviya and offer a health reason to come to satisfy you, could be bedar klal, things that are made for drinking were made for drinking and not for sviya. That's first thing you study shavai. Things that are drunk are not made for sviya, not lasoid. Now the question is that we saw negar to soups, back to sugya and reishvav over there. That newest klal of negar to what? When you make a shakel, when you make a mezayin, when you make a dama, when you make a eitz over here. One thing that seemed to be missing on the page was the exception of shtiyah. Anything made for drinking should be a case of shakel. It was mentioned in Reish Beis, Mishbura, by the case of a nigroin. The Shaitzim brought down, I think, Reish Gimel. Was not brought down in the case of soups. The question why is before Shemachab over here. It's a black-white machaber. It's saying anything that made to drink, the case of kemach, is a case of shakel. Why is it left out by case of soups and brought down over here? Or to ask it in a different way, over here's a case of saying it's a liquid, it's shakel. Gemara says that's daflam ches. Daflam ches is saying the silka is silka. The water beets are like beets. That means you have beets. You cook it. The liquid comes out. The beets you make a domo, and the mayim make a domo. Mayim the silka is silka. So what is the world mechalik between a case of water coming out of a case of flour versus water with a case of beets, a case of vegetable soup? Why is any chilik over here? The core of the swat mechalik. It really depends on what you're doing over here. By the case of beets, you're taking the vegetables and you're extracting the liquid from it. Taking something out of it, but the beets stay the beets. The vegetables are still the vegetables. Over here, you're mishanah the gufa dover. You're taking this wheat, flour over here, might roast it, you put it inside water, you make it farina, and now the wheat, the gufa dover, you turn into a case of shti over here. Either my father hung up on me or... Yeah. Welcome back. So, either the case over here is a chilek that when you have flour, again, it changed into a case of liquid. So when you dissolve the flour into liquid, that's lost the chshivas of sviya, of lasoid, that's the case of shakel. Beer, l'chor, could be the same idea over here, gam yishlotnik, maybe machalik, but that's the case of shtiyah. Mashek, in all cases of vegetables, that's the case where the vegetables are the vegetables. The liquid came out. Is that Zeyab Amo? Or is that Mei Kisilka Kisilka?
But you're saying Beir is like Asugya?
What?
You're saying Beir is like Asugya?
I'm saying no. Paris is a different reason why it's a Zeyab, a different bracha. Asugya is a special cloud when the thing itself changes. That since the thing itself is not here anymore, it turned into liquid, it itself is going to be a shakal. That's why you said why we have, again, the question, could you extend that more? It came along the guy you wanted to, but that's why, at least, you can tell me it's before Shemachab, it's before Shigamara. Now, there are those, again, the guy says, it's like beer, extend twice yourself here, but you can't tell me it's a Mechab, it's a Gemara. That you can't tell me. Now, you can Mechab, you should have Karbe. Now, the Mishmur brings down the case over here, Negeta soups. Now, we did see a little bit in the case Negeta, again, in soups in the Reishay. We'll get back to it in Kuf Samaches, also in Simon Reishid Bey's over here. Just 2 points that comes out from Mishmur and the Magar Avram is one thing. Mishmur speaks out that we have a klal kol sheyesh bay by the case of mezainis. What happens when the chit over here is a brachi mekha domo? When let's say it's chai, let's say it's roasted. Do you say the klal of kol sheyesh bay? So the gate of the sugya of soups, the Magar Avram has two cases. One when the livivot, the luxury inside is mezainis. Is another time when it's a case of adomo. Two different times. But why is it domo? Because it was never cooked. It was a case of chai, a case of roasted. On that, the Kamalong Magar Avram, it says, has the same exact klalim, whether it's roasted or domo, kasev kol saif, or it's mezainis, kasev kol saif is kol sheyesh bay, zahei minim. The Maaseh, the Mishibruah, and the Shaitzin speaks out not that way. It says, Achrem, the Maaseh disagree with the Magar Avram, and says that klal kol sheyesh bay is dafkun, has the chshivas of bari minim mezainis. Therefore, the Ger to soups, the Mishibruah left out the case when you're making a domo. We left out the case when the lakshana side, or the case inside is the case of Adama. Why could that? We would not say the klal. That means, number one, we have a machleik, smog avam, versus mishabruah. In the chita, that's not Adama. Do you say the klal? Kol sheyesh bay, the ikka, the place can go like the mishabruah. There is no klal. A second side, just to speak out, is negate to the sugya of ikka and tafel. Come on, the smog avam, mishabruah, and say that even the case when the dogan is a case of the tafel, you still have to make a bracha upon it. Okay, we'll have to get to the klal of ikka tafel, why that's so. But it comes down to get to lakshin, there really are three levels of lakshin inside your soup, will come out from the Mishabur and the Magabram, what to go do, negate to making a bracha. If the lakshin is the ikar and you have soup inside, which a lot of people have that way, livivot, and echlami, the bracha will be mezainis, and not shakal, the water will be tuffle. Says the Mishabur a second case, but let's say the water is the ikar, and you have some livivot or some knelach inside, then what to go do? He has machloikis chayodim versus the Magabram. Magarvam says the ma'aseh it's not tuffle over here since it's a get of chshivas since it's the hay minim over here, but since it's not tuffle, but ma'aseh is the water now going to be tuffle to that? It's not clear. Therefore, the Magarvam says make a bracha on the ma'im first. The chayav ma'aseh wants to disagree and say no, and therefore let's be choshev the Magarvam make a bracha somewhere else a shakel. Machloik is Magarvam versus chayodim, which one is not paskin over here? What to go do in the case when the ikar is a soup? Do we make a bracha still in the liquid by itself or not? A third case is swarming down. Zoysa bracha says, let's say you only want chicken soup. I personally, by night, I tell my wife I don't want anything inside. I just like the chicken soup. There's always a strand of two or three inside. So you eat it. Why eat it? Because it's there. If it's there, coming with Zoysa bracha and says, it's nichol gedo of the stomach. You have to motion shuva that way. The fact that something is there, you're eating it, there's no desire to eat it, but that you wanted it there. That's a get in the stomach and invite you not make a bracha on the lakshin. So it comes down to get to lakshin soup, the Mishmur Magavam speak out. It comes out, if the lakshin is the ikar, it's mezainis. If the water is the ikar, shallow, what to go do, make a bracha on the water or a bracha somewhere else. And when the water is the ikar and the lakshin is agav is there once in a while, then you will not make a bracha on that at all. And again, let's get back to why that's so. Sif Zayin is a sugya of Oiriz. Now the Gemara brings down the Aflam Zayin, the Rav and Shmuel says the Kol Shehu the Hey Minim, Lachas Bari Minim is Zaynus. What's Kol Shehu? So the Gemara Lafukei Doichin for Oiriz. Those two things are not a case of a Zaynus, or a case of Shahakal. So come along, the Gemara has a Braisa that Machlikis Rabbon versus Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri. Rabbi Yochanan says the loch is that by mezainis by oires the loch is mezainis and the bracha achrona is birchas hamazon. The Rabbanan says the bracha rishon is mezainis and the bracha achrona is loiklum. By the Parsha says Rashi. So it comes out we have side the Rabbanan side Rabbi Yochanan that says the bracha rishon by oires is bari mina mezainis. Kash and Rav and Shmuel, the Gemara says chalami tiyofto. We shlug them up. That means even though we have Rav and Shmuel that says an oires is shakel, the Gemara slugs up, we make a bracha by minim mezainis. That means it comes out halacha, you have to start clearing what the bracha rishon is. You have to start clearing what the bracha achron is. And also you have to clear what is oiriz. What is oiriz? So first, on the page, oiriz machlokes Rashi and Tosfos. Rashi comes along and says, oiriz is millet. I don't know what that is exactly, I can show you my computer. Still not sure, I can show you the pictures. But in this case, I'll show you what millet is. Come along, Tosfos, you want to say it's a case of rice. Roiza, rice. Machlik is what it is. That means it comes out, it's not the sugar only slugged up, that oiriz is a case of mezainis. Did not slug up the case of doichin. Doichin the case of shakel. So it comes out, what is oiriz? If oiriz is rice, it'll be mezainis. If it's doichin, it'll be shakel. What's mill? What's millet? That means it comes out, machlik is, which one is which? Come out, machlik is, what bracha do you make upon it? Rice itself. So first, we have a sugya of oiriz in the sugya. We come out oiriz and mezainis. We have shallow what oiriz means. Now let's switch words to rice, because that's all of us know what rice is. The sugya of rice, lemaisa, loch lemaisa, what broch do you make on rice? So come along with Tad and says, Ramachalikis, what titrids are? Which one is mezainis, which one is shakel? Then the Tad says at the end of the day, what to go do? Be choshish, and make a brocha shahakel on rice. The Shulchan Aruch Rav, in his forum, he come along and says, on rice, make a case of shakel. Shackle. Come on, the Chayodim says, where? It's either Mezainis or Adama. Why make a case of Shackle over here? Says the Chayodim, no, we should make a bracha on rice, Adama. Tzad HaShlishi. Taz brings down the Bach, the Eli Rabbah. The guys himself brings down the Chayodim. They say, a year Shurama should be Machmer and only eat it B'toy Chasudo. A third option over here. Practically, the Loch LaMaisel, the Oilim does not seem to go, not HaShackle, not Adama. I know the people tell me they do. Now, and not the case of Yishmael, not only inside the Sudo. Maisi, we seem to follow how the other place can go, the Ik is Mezainis. The words of the Beis Yosef, when he says over there is Mezainis, he says, that's the Pasha of the Sugya, he says. The Vush goes this way, Bakavoma seems to go this way. The Goyin, the Maisa, Maisa Rav, as Bishwur points out, he went to Halach, the Maisa, the Goyin Paskin, made a bracha bari mina Mezainis. The Chashulchan said, that's the Maisa Minigah Oilam on rice, you make a Rachel Mizainis. Mishabu, when he discusses it, Maisa starts with two sheetas. However, Suli, his flow is to make a Rachel by Minim Mizainis. That means you bring down the Lechem Chamudis, that's the Sugyo. You bring down the Maisa Rab, that's who is knowing this way. Void is Maisa in the Shayat Siyan, that we have a Klal, that anytime you make a Rachel by Minim Mizainis, a garment's a wrong Rachel, but the Maisa Yaitse B'dyevet. A good idea in the Mishnah Berurah, it says except for two things, except the case of Melech and Mayim, but Mezainis even the wrong bracha on Maisa Yaitza. V'oidis Maisa in the Bialacha, the Numish is showing them that say anything that's Mazain, and Rice still gives you nourishment, it gives you Mazain over here, it's also a case of Mina Mezainis. So it comes out, could be that's the Pasha Sugya, and that's the Goin, and the Yaitza, and that's Numish is showing them, the Maisa Mishnah Berurah comes out to make a bracha by Mina Mezainis. Well, that's the Gdolah Achoyim, what to go do. Halacha Maisel, practically among the Swam is my Nenu, bring down the Chaznish, Maisel, he made a bracha by me, Mezainis. It wasn't a Shuvah that way, the Chalak Yod, he also went this way. Chaim Kineski, he makes a Mezainis over here. Mezainis a bracha, he says, a minig, I'm a kubal and klal, so, to make a bracha Mezainis. Mekar bracha goes this way. Rabbi Nashik Lohan has a Shuvah in the Chalak Ches, and he quotes Mekar bracha, and he says, why are you writing this the case of Mezainis for? Don't you know there's a tazavir and there's a graz and the chayotum, and therefore you shemaim should not even protect a sudo? And if you do, out of the sudo, make case of shakal. Mice is a chiddush. Also, I know that Yerusha brings down Rav Sefraim, according to Moshe. Moshe personally was machmer to make brachas and other things, mazonis hadam or shakal, mitzad a sugi of rice. However, kidu of the mice, that's not the meaning. As Aruch HaShulchan writes already in his time, meaning oilam was making mazonis. Mishabur Maskonas make case of Mazinus. The Hogla Maisa is we make a Mazinus over here. Now, first, the Say the Mishabur says a concept that a person's Yaitza, all Brach, all everything he's supposed to make with the Bari Mina Mazinus, that Klal, Mishabur passed that way clearly. It's coming from a Drisha, Eli Rabba, and others do that go this way. There's a Chayotim clearly this way, and the Lumus Form, Shom Azalman, or Sharmer, and they go this Hanogo. Maisa, to be clear, it's not that simple. That means we know Maklali, if you're not sure what to go do, make a shakal. One say you don't know what to go do, make a bracha by Mina Mezainis. You eat everything that way. So first, they point out that the idea of by Mina Mezainis, the fact that you eat it, does not mean that's the correct bracha. That means the bracha kolelis is bracha mevoeris. Kolel shakal. Mevoeris is a eitz, hadoma, mezainis. The fact that you eat it with it does not mean it's still wrong. Shakal is not wrong. It should make a better bracha. Shakal is correct. There are better brachas to make. Mezainis is wrong that you yoitza. So first, don't say, oh, big deal, let's make a mezainis. It's a wrong bracha that you yoitza with. Not like a shakal, that's the correct bracha, but a better brachas. That's Aleph. Void, look at Kiv'ega on the daf and daf, Vov and Beis. Kiv'ega on the Gilead says, not that way. He disagrees. He says, you're not yoitza with the case of mezainis. The Na'ashal Masim Kuf Samaches goes this way. The Achashulchan Kuf Samachzain. He's been telling that Maisi is not Yaitza all things by saying Bari Minim Mezainis. It really depends how you learn the Sugya that Flam and Heim and Beis. But Moshe Maisi has a Chiddush in Archaim Chelik Dalad. He wants a Taino, the Ikka is you are Yaitza. Those of Maisi disagree. And that Maisi is an incorrect bracha. She says, eat a little bit and then don't eat anymore. Stop. You made a bracha Mezainis, eat that thing. It was a mistake. A little bit and stop. Now, when you say that, when you don't say that, I'm not clear. The Maisa says, Moshe's Chiddush over here. Gami says, it is like the Mishnah Berurah. They ask the question, Chaim Kineski, is that true? Once you go like the Mishnah Berurah, he says, the Maisa, no, keep on eating. If Shtumach has a true and a Chalakhei against the Moshe, he says, that's not the Yisraeli Brachas. The Yisraeli Brachas is not every single bite you take as a Chiyah Bracha. The Chiyah Bracha is on the first thing, everything else will be Mamshach after the first thing. Mamshach after the first thing, once you eat the first thing, everything goes after that. Therefore, all part of one and the same, why in the world be Mechalik and stop after one part? So again, the Moshe has a chiddush over here. Again, he's not clear if that's so or not. There seems to be an argument over here. But the Maisa does come out the side of the Mishnah Berurah. Again, the Swarm seem to go this way. It's not that simple of a side. To say that Lacha Bar Min Mezainis is something to go to Luchat Chilo. When you're not sure. Now, in the case of rice, again, we come along and make a bracha of Bar Min Mezainis. So what happened? You make pass out of rice. We have rice bread over here. So first I point out, Lewis rice breads or cornbreads, the mice that have flour inside it, they're klal. Had there a flour inside, we'll have to get the lochan sif tests, what the lochan you make a moitzi, what the bracha achoina is. But let's say he's a pure case of rice bread. What's the halacha in that case? Come to the mechaber and says, halacha is, then you do make a bari mina mezainis. That's that, even though, again, without chit inside. Let's say you made a case of hamaitzi, a yaitzi b'di'evet. What's the shayla? Once you have a yechim and uri that says you make a maitzi, maybe let's be stemmach upon that sheet over here. Come on, the ritual says the maitzi, we're not stemmach, we're not passing on all of yechim and uri, we're not chayshish, not taking that sheet in at all. Therefore, on rice bread, a person makes a maitzi, you have to stop. The loch is a case of only mezainis.
Take a bite or don't
start? Sorry?
Stop and don't start?
Don't eat. Now, negate to rice, we see over here, and we see the case of chito, that there are different levels of how a person can process rice and chito. That means it came out negate to chito on Sif Beis and Sif Dalet, but chito that shleimim, in order to make him a zainis, you have to mismameach. You have to mash it over here. We had chito that chotshon, that the clip was off, and my colleagues of Ben Yonah versus Rambam had to be stuck together. We had chito, the case of that are chlukim that were cut in half. That means we mentioned last Chabur, there are 9 cases, but that's there are 3 groups. We have a group that a case has a shell on top of it. The loch again, you have to mash it to make a mezainis. We had a case over here, a second group over here, when it's the peel is off, the bran is off. The loch over here, you have to dab ganat, machlok ben yoino versus Rambam. A case when it's split. Then it's going to be a case of mezainis. Do we have the same 3 levels by the case of oiz? That means you're saying oiz is the case of rice is the case of mezainis. When is it mezainis? When is it adama? Do we have the same kolam or not? Is it like chita, like sef beis and sef dalet? Or is it, no, different kolam over here? So when beis yosef brings down sef katan zayin, the shayla over here, he brings down first the rosh hashita, it's the same thing. That means the same 9 cases, you start clarifying by the case of chita, the same 9 cases of 3 groups, they get the case of oiz, by the case of rice. Atzal hasheni, beis yosef brings down the rebbeinu yoina, that he says over here, if it's sholem, still, you make a case of mezainis. If it's shalim, the question says about Yosef, what's the words of the Ben Yoina mean when he says there's a case of shalom over here? Does it mean shalom lafuke does not have to be in this mameach? Be a case of a whole entire with the shell on top of it and not mashed, not like a case of chito? Or is saying a case of shalom lafuke does not need to be chodshan, a case over here with peeled, lafuke the case of teichen? Teichen always has to be a case of peeled. And they will come out, or it will be the same thing like chito. So Beis Yosef in this topic, in Rebbeinu Yoino, is it the same sugya of chita or not? Which says the loss of shalom. Kamal Mechaber, when he says the case of Oiz, he does not bring down the idea that it has to be in the Svamayach. He's not bringing down that it has to be mashed together, that it would be a case of losing its tzura. However, Kamal Gramo, and he does bring it down. Sounds like the Mechaber does not need it. The Moshe and the Maisi do need it. Magavram, when he discussed it, sounds like he wants to argue with them over here. The Maisi, Kamal Gramo, Alocho, Mr. Zayin, it brings down Ikka Locha like the words of the Ramah. Why? First of all, the Rosh is clear that way. Same thing like Chita. The Ben Yerucham is clear that way. Number 2, the whole Ben Yonah itself is only a case of a Safik. Number 3, he brings down a list of Rishonim, the Maestro go this way. He has Toshi Ben Yehuda, or Zeruah, or Riaz, brought down the Shulam Gibran that way. And then if it comes along and says, we have the same Klolim Neget when you have a whole entire kernel over here, when you have the shell around it. You want to make a bracha mezainis, not a doma, has to be a case in this mameach. If that's so, you take this rice and you cook it very well. If it has an entire klip on top of it, what's the halacha? Come to the Archa Shulchan, brought down by Minchas Yitzchak in Shuvah, and what's Taina Chiddush? What's Taina, if you cook it very well and it blows up, even according to the Ramah, that's nichel together in this mameach. I mean, the badu in this mameach, that's the Ramah Shito, which we're passing like that. But you cook it very well, and it blows up. That is nichel together, like ke'ein nisameach tzas, and therefore all cooked rice very well is nichel nisayin of the Ramah. That's one gedim inside the Ramah Shavoy when you have something on top of it. Aleph. Second, let's go now to the next level. Let's say a case that you took off the klipa. It's chodshon. By the case of chito ben machlokes ben yoino, first the Rambam. Do you need to be nisdabek or not? According to the Mishnah Berurah, Magen Avraham, that's the Machlokes. Those won't argue. Do we have the same klal negate to the sugya of rice? So that comes along the Bialoch, and he ends off saying, let's analyze it over here. According to the Rambam by Chita, even though not nistabik, it's a mezainis. Here it's a mezainis. According to the Rebbeinu Yonah that said it has been nistabik by Chita, over here, lav davka, machlokes pshat ben yoino. Maybe sholim is my sinah, is enough. We did not compare to the case of chito. Therefore, sayde Rambam, sayde ben yoino, it could be the loch is bori minim zaynus. A gam is not this topic, even though it's not stick together. Therefore, says the Mishavua, a person who makes a brach like this, bori minim zaynus, on peeled rice that does not stick together, lo yifsid. Uber Prati ends off saying the loch is, he said in the Shai Tzion already, that any mezainis is yotzer on anything you're eating over here. Anyway, yotzer on the bracha over here. The first one he says, you make a bracha, boy, meaning mezainis lo yifsid. The same bracha, isim shalom mezamos, what does that mean? That means, what you go do, lechatchilo, make a bracha, boy, meaning mezainis. Lo yifsid means he's not going to lose out. So therefore, what you go do, make a bracha, boy, meaning mezainis. That's it. Shalom mezamos said, Mishbur comes out, lechatchilo. He says, Al kain niro mevarach aleim lo yifsid. That's what he says. They said it means lechatchilo. Again, it's a chiddush, but that's what he says it means. No, not always. That's clear, not always. No, over here it seems to go that way. Uber prat yotz anyway. That means practically you get first to white rice. White rice, you take off the klipa. Nisdabek, not nisdabek. Rishua says lo yifsid. Lechatchilo, make a bracha upon it. You throw in the Archer Shulchan, it's fully cooked over here. You say it does stick together. So the locha of any white rice, still you make case of mezainis when you cook it. I don't see any, no one here eats rice that's not cooked. So why do you make a mezainis? That's what comes out from the Mishnah Berurah Aleph. That means you go with the Taz, we Adoma, Chayodom, I'm saying Taz, we Shakal, Chayodom, Adoma, all the same Tekla Sudo. Well, feed the Mishnah Berurah all white rice, might say case of mezainis. You get to brown rice. That's the case. L'chur would first up be Svarish by his once by Shir. Rav gave a Shir about the brown rice, has a clip on top of it. It's not in the Svamech, it's not stick together. What's a lachah? Should be a case over here of Adomo. And therefore, by forcing the Sefer, a fact says, brown rice should be a case of Adomo. So was it in the Shir? People said that's not true, that's not the Metzias. Brown rice, the mice of the clip is removed. Mice of the Sefer, the same bracha, and Vazayis of bracha, they point out that's not the Metzias. They point out that the Zaysa Bracha says there are two shells in the case of brown rice. There's the outer shell and the inner shell. The brown rice that we're buying in the market, the outer shell is removed. If it's removed, it's definitely getter that everything has no shell to it. The case of Chodshon, which we were saying in the Loch, is you make a boring with the Zaysa, whether it sticks together or not. Same for the same Bracha says he went to Eliashiv and he brought him two types of rice. Showed him. One was the white rice, and one was the brown rice. One was mashashret, which was sharpened and peeled very well. And the brown rice is a little bit more to it, a little more on top of it, a little bit of a shell on top of it. Show it to him. Yashu said, if that's the two things, there's no chilik. Whatever bracha you're making, the white one, you're making the brown one. There's no chilik over here. Mezayis bracha, when he brings down from a shrumbo from a rebbe to make a mezayis on the brown rice, he said, let's make a cheshbon. First of all, he says, the fact that brown rice, even let's say it has the klipo, you always had the Aruch HaShulchan said, when he cooked it very well, has to get in this Mameach. Elamai, you even want to argue and say, as getter of having no klipa to it. So the other way. Even the case, first maybe it's this Mameach over here. Cooked together very well. Number one, a lot of times it sticks together over here. Voidi says, the mice, we had the Minigal Island making mezainis over here. You Yoitzik over here, that the Yoitzik with the mezainis. Kimoitzik with the Bialoch, that says the Loch is. All things are Muslim in the case of mezainis. Therefore, with all these ideas over here, the price can come out, numas from is manenu, so even though it has a klipa, which is called brown rice, on top of the rice, it also comes out, nichol, either you save the mishvur, or the clone of the mishvur, you make case of mezainis. So again, the get to rice, chew on the page, and a bit more vuchu, what to go do. Practically, halach lemaisa, the swam, all seem to go, not all, but most of them seem to go, they're certainly white rice, everyone seems to say, practically, the minik is case of mezainis, the get to brown rice, again, Mezayis of bracha and the same bracha go. The bracha is a case of mezayis over here. So the question is, what do people know? That means a lot of people don't know, and they're doing a lot of things. Again, I don't know who knows what the mitzvah is. I have no idea. I did not know brown rice even had a klipa to it until people told me how to klipa. I have no idea what it's brown for. Now you tell me it has a klipa. Oh, Mishua says you make a adoma. Well, Kamlung Zayis Bracha tells you, no, there are two klipas to it. Now what? So you have to know, do they know what it says or what's going on or what's happening? I mean, to Ista Amma or it's what to go do, that's ridiculous. I'm honest, these people just lack the idea of what's happening over here. The people who did the homework, v'zayisav bracha, the same bracha, they come out and they said they went to Liashim, they spoke it out, they did the homework, they take the case of mezayis over here, even case of brown rice. I know of course that's the case of Adama. Next thing you're going to get to rice, let's say you have rice that's not nikra anymore, it's not rice. Let me use an example to get the loch and sevches over here by the case of kitnius. The loch is by kitnius, when it's a case that is eaten normally, it's Adama. But let's say it's this ma'achu, it lost its tzura fully. The loch is by kitnius to make a case of shakel. That means the idea of losing its tzura by a vegetable or by a fruit, you already came across either simen reish beis sev zayin, or simen reish gimel, or simen reish dalad. When it has a case of fruit or vegetable that is one bracha, it's Adama, the srasik, or nimuch legami, has a locha of shahakal. Says the Mishmur in Reish Beis Sif Zayin, we sent you to loch over here by us in Reish Ches Sif Ches. Same klal, same locha. You have kidneys, the loch over here is for ochel legami, a loss of two over here. The case would be an idea of shahakal. Now the Mishmur over here says, what's together this ma'ochel legami? He says, dakim oiki kemach. Comes like flour. Therefore, if you go back to, we discussed already, by Pringles, what brach do you make upon it? A lot of people are saying this fasting legami is true, and they went back to case of Pringles, to a tail chip over here. So first of all, was Pringles made into kemach, to flour? That means Rabbi 4 says, the get of nimuach legami, it tells you this mishabuah says, nimuach legami means it has to be a case of flour. That's the nimuach legami. Otherwise, the srasik legami does not lose its tzura. So come along, Rabbi Force, and said, negate to Pringles, it's not flour. It's little small pieces over here. It's potato starch over here. Therefore, based upon this Mishnah Berurah, it says, not nich legeda of nimuach legami. Maybe a fakfik upon it. Yesh lodim zikor raya from the Mishnah Berurah over here. This is his definition, and it's come from this halacha. Nimuach legami means it's totally gone, like case of kemach. Fine, but with this idea over here, nimuach legami loses tzura, and discuss what's the loch in the get to rice cakes. Meaning, we have something that's lost its tzura. What happens by mezainis, or by any mezainis, when it loses its tzura? Do you say the same thing as the case of shakel? L'chura, every time you have wheat, and it grinds up, and it makes it into something else, it should be losing its tzura, and we should not make a bracha by any mezainis. It's lost its tzura over here, being a piece of wheat. So Moshe says the klal, it's very simple, clearly from the sugya, by mezainis, we do not say the klal being nicker, not nicker. Only by the case of an eitz and adama. This one is very simple. You say by priya eitz, by priya adama, has to be a pri. When it's drastic, the gami, the moch, the gami, it's not a pri anymore. It's flour, it changes to over here. The get to mezainis is by mina mezainis, it's a mozain. Who cares if it's this tzura, that tzura, or other tzura? If it gives you mozain, it's a mezainis over here. So first, the klal of nimuch legami is brought down in Zemches, not by the case of mezainis. By kidneys, it applies to. Mezainis, the idea of nimuch legami, and the end of the day is by meaning mezainis. However, what you could declare, let's say you have a mezainis, and you make a bracha upon an hadama, you have kemach, that is kali, that's roasted, or kemach, that is chai, that we pass in the loch is hadama. In that situation, you come along, and now it loses its tzura, you grind it up. What bracha do you make over here? Because now you're making a bracha by pre-hadama. Do you send that and lost its tzura? And then you make a case of shakel. What does that lead to? The case of rice cakes. By rice cakes, what bracha do you make? Among the swarm, there are three options. Hadama, shakel, or mezainis. So more than 30 swarms say not to make shakel. However, Dine Fisher, the Chodashani, Kai Levi, they come along and say a case of shakel. What's their cheshbon? Say, first of all, rice cakes are not cooked together. Not cooked, roasted, puffed, stuck together, steamed, but it's not cooked. It's hadomo. Hadomo, and now the tzu is not nicker. What's a locha? Tzu is not nicker. On a domo, the locha is shakel. Says the Chodashani and Nine Fisher, once it lost its tzu over here, so what's my domo in the case of shakel? Therefore, they pass in the rice cakes and loch and shakel. That's one idea over here. Lemaisa, to answer back, why most of them do not go this way? So, we already discussed in Simon Reish Beis of Zayin what the bracha on cornflakes is. Cornflakes, on the tzad, they take the corn, you flatten it out. It's not nikkur that's corn. No one can tell it's corn. Yet all the bracha books and Moshe Tshuva says the lacha is hadomo. I not nikkur tzirasai. Says the svarim, the side of nikkur tzirasai is dafka when you grind it up. A case of the muach legamri. You make it not nikkur by blowing it up or by flattening it. It's still the thing there. You have to destroy it through the case of being the thoracic nimuach. You have to make it the case of grinding it. The fact that you flattened it or blew something up, that's not nichel geder of losing its tzura. I can tell, but the tzura is still there. There is a tzura to it. It has a tzura. So I can tell what it is. Therefore, it has a tzura, not losing what it is. Therefore, if you say that so, what bracha do you make upon rice cakes? It says, over 20 svarim, the lach is adamo. Shlom Zalman, and Laura Tzion, and Laura Scheinberg, and Laura Vosner, and the Abia Omer. Come along and say, Zoyce of Bracha passed this way. Rav Berkowitz says numerous times he passed this way. A case of Adamo. Asad Shlishi, why to make a case of Mizainis over here? So come along, there is Rav Strombach and Eliashiv. And Rav Strombach, he writes that they quoted my name and I wrote in my own sefer, it's Adamo. However, he writes in the Chelekei, Ke'is Adrani Bi Amchazer. A whole mice, the case over here is a case of Mizainis. Rechaim Knievsky, he wasn't sure what to go do, it was Adamo Shakel. Till the Maisa heard that Shreya said the Loch is Mizainis, he himself now goes to the case of Mizainis. Shreya said Mizainis. Why Mizainis? They come along with the study that says the idea to make something to be Bishul, who says you need something Dafka water? Maisa, they're steaming it, they're blowing it up, they're making a process to make it ready to be eaten. And therefore, they want Taino has the Gedder of Shivas of Bishul over here. And therefore, you make a Bracha Mizainis. And therefore, that tends from go this way, if you want by force, goes the loch over here as a case of Mizainis. So again, so we have a couple who say Shakel, we have most who say it's Adama, and newest person would say it's a case of Mizainis. Now, loch HaMaisa, what do you do practically? They point out, I'll be simple understanding, all three are Yaitza. Shakel, Avadi Yaitza. Bracha Kloles. Adama is an MS. L'chur yor yoytz al pi svar shabai. This is a bar pi adama. Mezainis said the shayatzian. Bi alacha l'maisi yor yoytz al except it's maim melech over here. Now you could argue two of them. I'm mezainis. There are those who might want to argue the mishabur the archer shulchan. The Moshe is chosh that way. That's who said that kal by mezainis. The geit adama. There's a Rav Shtomach and Shuvin Chelakei says. Who says yoytz the adama? Agami says the taz says that way. It's ms. He wants to mafakrik upon the Taz, with not Nikit Sirasi, not Yaitse B'dievet. Not clear where it's coming from. Clear if it's Emes is Emes. So fine, there are those who can argue different points, but at the end of the day, whatever you do, Mezainis Adama Shakli Yaitse. Now the question is, what to do? What to do? If you ask around the Chabura, I'm sure you get, we can. Usually every Chavrusa will give you a different option. Some people tell me themselves, it depends, sometimes they make Adama, some Mezainis, sometimes Shakli. Maisa, if you ask a Berkowitz, every time he tells you, I make a Adama, that's what he himself does. There is a stack of swords saying it is a case of a Adama over here. Maisa, it's not a case of being Mavoshal. L'chur, you are Yitz this way. Or Shemuch Maisa certainly said that way for years, his own safety wrote this way. Even though in case Hadar, he was Chayzer. But Maisa, there's certainly a stack of swords say Adama over here.
Isn't there
Adama
on the packages?
No, they don't. Nothing else.
They're on the packages.
Okay. If they write Adama, it's because if you just want to know, the Bedas, the one who writes
Bedas,
it is Zayis HaBracha.
Zayis
HaBracha, he's a choy for it. Yeah. Zayis HaBracha writes the same, he would make Adama. Now, negate to rice, another case, in the case of Rice Krispies. The Chur can argue the point, say Rice Krispies is a similar case negate to Rice Cakes. The mice over here, if this one come along and say the Bracha is Mizainis. Why is that so? So they point out first, practically, the Swam say, they cook the rice, and then either there are two ways of making it, either they roast it, or they puff it afterwards. So once they cook it, already has get of Mizainis over here. Therefore, when you look at it, and you think it's a case of either roasted, or puffing, or steaming, the Maisa, the ik the Swam come along and say, it's a loch Mizainis, because Maisa, they did cook it beforehand. They cooked it, as a get of Mizainis. Again, I do see the being done from Liashiv and the Bettina that says, Bracha Adomo. Nasha Klein says the case of Shakel, he's come to be choshev beside the swing of the Taz over here. You get back to the Taz, Taz of Shakel, make a case of Shakel over here. The other seems to make in all the Brachas books saying Rice Krispies, the case over here is Shakel. Mizainis. Sorry. Negate the Bracha Achrona by Rice, what to go do? So again, we have a Gemara Daf Lamed Zayin. We have Machlokes over here. Rav Gamliel says Bracha Achrona is Me'in Shalosh. Mash Engin Lechom say is Loy Klum. Now over here, Loy Klum says Rashi means Bar Nefashis. That's how the Rif, the Rambam, the Rosh, they bring down Bar Nefashis. Therefore, the Mechab and the Old Place can say and Reis, we make a Bracha Bar Nefashis. Now the Loshon of Loy Klum, we discussed already. It's interesting Loshon, why you call it Bar Nefashis. There's a Peldik Grain over here and Grain the Sugyo that points out that Klai Yisrael for a while did not make any bracha at all. They did not. That's why it says like klum. We pass like a ashi, and therefore they call like klum, we make a bar nefashis. I ain't going over here. I explain why like klum means bar nefashis. The Klai Yisrael Echrami did not make a bracha. Unless they remembered sometimes words of Ravashi. But we come along, we pass from the loch, we do make a shackle, a bar nefashis. Therefore, like klum means bar nefashis. Now, just explain why is that so? We have a bracha, the bracha we showed is bar minim mezainis. And the bracha achrona is bar nefashis. Sounds a little bit strange over here. Why that's so? Where they're coming from? So, as I try to explain to my family in Shabbos, clearly said it is very simple over here. Bracha rishonah and bracha achrona are coming from two different avenues. Bracha rishonah is very clear. We want a bracha muvu eres. It's more clearer. It's more of a shvach than the bracha. Negate the bracha achrona. Betzim is bar nefashis, unless it's a shvach of Eretz Yisrael, which the Parshat Ekev said, Parak Zayin, Pasuk Zayin, says the Shrach over here is Dakhil Zayin Minim. That means, what's the Zayin Minim? We have five peris and two of wheat. That means, example, when you get to peris, on an apple, what do you say? Bar Nefashis. On an orange, what do you say? Bar Nefashis. However, in a fig and a date, what do you say? You say, Allah eats, Valpriya eats. I eat the fruit. Why? Because once the Shrach of the Oretz, mitzad that, we say, Me'in Shalosh. The Geta, the two other minim, chit and sa'irin, which again Rashi points out has five minim inside. Chit and sa'irin has inside of it also rye, oats, and spelt together with the barley and the wheat. So really it's a five minim. Those are five things, the shvacha oretz. So it comes out, what bracha chonin do you make? Make a main shalosh. Say alamichi over here. If it's not the shvacha oretz, like rice, what bracha do you make? Bar nefashis. That means a klal negeya to Brocha Achrona, wine and rice take Bar Nefashis, it's like an apple, we make it Bar Nefashis, because not the Shvach of Eretz Yisrael, and we don't say Al Eitz Al Pri Eitz. He also writes, it could be a mozoin, could be a michya, could be satisfies you, but the idea why you make a Brocha Achrona of Al Oretz, or Al Michya, why? Because Shvach Oretz, and that's Dafko Chita Vesarim, and I think that's part of that. Rice is not part of that. Therefore, the Gemara says, we will not make a bracha main shalosh upon it. That's what the Mishmur means when it says, Mitzanach Shivosan. We will not make a bracha on rice of Alamichia, only by Nefashis. There's no Shivos Mitzanach Shvach Oretz over here. Let's say a person says on rice Alamichia, it's a Yoitza. Come on, Mishai Shuvo. It rings down the Chidah. It says, is it true? Is it Michia? Is it Mazoin? It is true. It satisfies you. It is MS. And therefore, it says, Aloch Lamaisi Yo'oyo Itzo. Person on rice, there are people who just don't know, some of them make a mistake. They say, a Brach Rishonah, make a Mizainis. Brach Achonin said, Alamich Lamaisi Yo'itzo. The Yisrael Chaim Kanievsky, Maisi Mishmur does not bring it down. It's on the page over here. Shai Chuvah, Mishmur does not bring it down. Luchori comes to argue with it. So Chaim, no. He did not come to argue, did not say against it. He has on the page. Lamaisi, he agrees with it. And therefore, come on this form, they all go this mahalach over here, they say alamicha and rice, lemaisi are yoitzo. If that's so, we'll lead to the next question. Let's say you ate cake and rice. What do you go do in that case? Can you lechadchila say only alamicha and stop? And not say bar nefashis. On cake, you say alamicha. No, but why? Maisel, can I do lechadchila? Alamicha on cake, that's lechadchila. On rice, you yoitzo. Can I say alamichya lechadchila on the cake and be yaitz the rice and not say bar nefashis over here? So you look up the Ben Ishchai, he said the maisa, yeah. He said lechadchila, go do that. It's MS. Henoch shivas, but mitzad, once you say it on the cake, which is at the corner here also, yaitzah. The kavachayim is down over here, the abiyoimi yachli yaitzah, they bring it down. The maisa, Avos and Shuman Chalakteh says, Bishloim b'di'evet, and even that yishal fakfik with the getting it from maisa yaitzah b'di'evet. And even that, he's not clear why they're saying it for. But lechadchila, or somebody has no shvacha oretz, say yoitz lechadchila on alamichya, avadanat. Avadanat, avadanat, make two brachas over here. Say alamichya, and make it bar nefashis. Rafat says, "Why do we sing? Where do you get this from? How can you do it?" Has a different bracha here. Has a bracha of Bona Farshis. The Yisrael B'Yashu, what you going to do? Maisa sounds like he's a Masopik. Then he says, "What you going to do? Make a Bona Farshis first, and Alamichia second. Can you make it Alamichia first, and maybe Yisrael on the Oyers? And therefore, you should not make Bona Farshis. It sounds like he's a Masopik. What to go do? What to correct and what to do? Lechatchila. Then we said switch the order around. Like I'm not people want to say Al Michya first, but over here say Barna Fashis first.
No,
yeah, we'll see. There's a seder.
So why is how can you push it aside?
Not because we have a question. Sivches, the sugya of a pas doichin, pas kitnius. Doichin again comes down should be a case of shakel, kitnius a case of adomo. We'll come down to mechaber. That we have a case over here that when you have the Passover here, it's a case of shakel. The most times with a case of shleimim, a tafshul, a case of adomo, unless it's nimuch, legamri, or the case of not derech ichai, then we have a case of shakel over here. Now, in the case of doichin and kidney, has come along the mishmur and brings down the case of Turkish events, which the Targum says means tiras, corn. So, what bracha do you make a corn and it's different cases like corn? So corn again, very simple, a case of adomo. A case when you, let's say you have popcorn, which costs already one time, what bracha do you make a popcorn? You say it blew up, it's not nikitsu, also. If you make a case of shakel over here. So we mentioned already the three reasons why popcorn, all every swarm say, the loch is still a case of adomo. Either you can say, argue the point, say, the mice is nicker. Second, even if it's not nicker, the mice is not grounded up. And order to lose its tsuro, has to be dafka grounded, not when you puff it up, number two. And number three, they point out the popcorn that they make from corn seems to be a different zon, made special for popcorn. And therefore, it's back to the Loch Mishmur says, if this thing is made to be another tzura, has a chshivas when it's another tzura over here. Therefore, popcorn avadu make case of adomo. Negate to the case of corn made into bread, Mishmur brings down a machlekes, Sam Sofer versus Pirma Godim. Pirma Godim wants to say, in my seed, is the derech, therefore make a case of adomo over here. The Sam Sofer wants to mafakfik upon it. Therefore, the Mishmur says, Nochin to eat it inside the Sudo. The Sfarim is my name to say that if you do have cornbread, which they point out first, practically in the market, when it says cornbread has a lot of flour inside also, it's not corn. Again, get the Loch and Siftes. That the Klal over here will be depends if it's a mixture, or we go after always the Chit over here, in case of Mazinus. But in the case where you only have cornbread, the Mice is not the Derech, it's in the Chodeshani. Therefore, the Loch over here will be a case of Adamo, a case of Shakel. They do point out, let's say on this cornbread you make adomo, or to make it a little more practical, let's say you have things made from potato starch. The locha is on the cookies that you have for Pesach should be a case of shakel. You made adomo on top of it. Maisa, the Isra Shalom Zalman, he said at the end of the day it's from potatoes. Then they the Maisa, you are Yitzah. And therefore, the bracha of adomo that you made either on this cornbread or this cookies made from potato starch, the Maisa, you are Yitzah. No problem over here. Siftas. What? Yeah, he told us that also. Correct. But the Sfarim doesn't go this way. On Siftas, as far as I saw the Olam, they were not holding there yet. Come on, no one did it yet. So I'd like to leave a bedroom for Wednesday. And therefore, even though people want me to go a little bit longer sometimes, I think now we'll stop right now over here. And continue on Wednesday. Unless the Olam wants tomorrow for just Siftas. See this Siftas Wednesday? Wednesday, say this. Professor Wednesday. Seder. For everybody, you said a rabbi here. Seder. Seder. Slachel.